You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Wired. Johnson & Johnson is expected to ask regulators to sign off on a booster shot for its vaccine this week, and the FDA has already scheduled an advisory committee meeting for October 15th to discuss the authorization of an additional dose. Last month, J&J announced that administering a second dose 2 months after the first bumped effectiveness against symptomatic cases up by around 22 percentage points. But regulators and experts still need to figure out how long after the initial dose to offer a second shot, because some data indicates it would be more effective at the six-month mark. Another question will be whether to offer people an additional J&J dose or a vaccine from a different drug maker. In other news, Governor Gavin Newsom announced that all public and private school students in California will need to be vaccinated against coronavirus once vaccines receive full approval for their age groups. This decision makes California the first state to require vaccines for school-aged kids. Exemptions will be granted for medical and religious reasons, but those rules haven't been written yet. Students who aren't granted an exemption and refuse to get vaccinated will need to do independent study at home. Children will need to be vaccinated by the semester following when shots are granted full U.S. approval, which means that 7th to 12th graders will probably have until next July to comply. And New Zealand has long been a pandemic success story with its zero COVID plan to keep the virus out of the country entirely. But amid the persistent rise of the Delta variant, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announced that the nation will abandon its goal of eradicating the virus and aim to actively control it instead. Restrictions will begin easing this week in Auckland, where, starting Wednesday, two households will be able to meet outdoors and recreational activities like swimming and hunting will be allowed. Case counts and deaths remain remarkably low in New Zealand compared to the rest of the world, and around 40% of the population has been fully vaccinated. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.